From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. As the Florida legislature returns to Tallahassee today to finish the budget, Governor Rick Scott visited a Miami elementary school to ask lawmakers to meet his request for school funding. The big disagreement is how to pay for health care, and that could affect how much money is left for education. Scott opposes expanding the state-run Medicaid program. He says there is more than enough money for per-student funding to be an all-time high.
We have a $1.8 billion surplus, Okay? We can invest. We can have record funding for K-12 education. We can do the tax cuts. We'll continue to get our economy, and we can make sure we have all the safety nets we need.
But Senate Education Chairman John Legge says that isn't true. Unless Florida expands Medicaid and brings in more federal money, that money might have to be spent on hospitals instead of schools.
That's going to be a large lift. That's going to take a significant amount of new money. It would require, in my view, the House to agree to some sort of, you know, Medicaid, if you will, expansion.
Instead, Legge expects to increase funding by at most 3% per student, which would fall short of Scott's goal. The session is scheduled to last 3 weeks. Lawmakers could reach a budget sooner. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMatte.